Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. We're getting ready to go live for tonight's show, and I just wanted to give you a little preamble. This I got through the grapevine, and I thought I would share it with you. This is somebody I know and trust who has a friend that is just back. And his friend tells him that
I don't know if you can hear me or not. How you doing, boys and girls? I don't know what happened, but let's see if I can come up with something. Yeah, okay. What we may have to do see if we can...
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com.
Let's see what we do. I'm gonna drop out and drop back in. Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party Book.com. We're getting ready to go live for tonight's show, and I just wanted to give you a little preamble. This I got through the grapevine, and I thought I would share it with you. This is somebody I know and trust who has a friend that is just back from Iraq. And his friend tells him that when patrols spot an IED, a barrier, a guy that's setting up IEDs, they have to call and get permission to take the shot. And many times when they call to get permission to take the shot, they're told, let them do it. We don't want any trouble. How's that? You don't think that's not happening? You don't think that we now have the New York Police Department in Afghanistan and Iraq tonight?
You don't think we have a civilian review board? And we're putting, and you know, and these guys don't count. 14 guys bought the farm today in Afghanistan in two helicopter crashes. And one of the helicopters was taken down, and the people, three of the people on board were DEA agents. And this is what we're doing. We're chasing the Afghani farmer for his poppy crop. This is what we've declared war on. If you want to declare war on drugs, you don't have to go to Afghanistan. You can go two blocks from the school that your kid goes to. You can go to the Mexican border and watch the truckloads coming up. You can watch Chinese ships unloading cocaine every day in New York harbors. You don't have to go to Afghanistan. You don't have to kill some poor farmer because you're going to set the world record for being a schmuck. And not only that, you're costing the lives of Americans. If you want to get rid of drugs in Afghanistan, buy the goddamn crop. I got to give kudos to Larry Kudlow. I caught him on TV along with some brave Americans last night defending the unborn. And I got to say, I admire their efforts. And anything I can do to help them, I would gladly do. We're murdering 1,400,000 Americans a year. I call them the absentee ballot. I call them the prisoners of the womb. They're POWs. And who's doing it? You know who's killing them? The House and the Senate. When Chuck Schumer says child murder is settled law, you're looking at Heinrich Himmler. When John Kerry makes a speech today about we shouldn't send more troops to Afghanistan, wearing his Vietnamese pajamas, John Kerry, who voted to burn the flag and votes to bayonet babies exiting the Freedom Canal, why would you listen to him? And that's going to bring up my next topic. My next topic is it's time to rise up and begin the revolution. The bloodless revolution. So here's what this lady wants to do. In November of 2010, the entire House of Representatives will stand for re-election. It's going to be called the 435 Massacre. One-third of the Senate, a total of 33 of them, will also stand for re-election. So we can take out 33 of them at the same time. Vote every incumbent out. That's what the talk is tonight, my friends. We're not talking about a good Democrat, bad Democrat, good Republican, a bad Republican. We're talking about getting rid of all of them. They're all fired. No more terms for termites. Vote every incumbent out, and I mean every one of them, no matter their party affiliation. Let's start all over in the House of Representatives with 435 people who have absolutely no experience in running that body, with no political favors owed to anyone but their own constituents. Let's make them understand that they work for us. They are answerable to us, and they simply have to run that body with some common sense. I always say, you want a good House of Representatives? Put housewives in there, especially ones that had to put two cans back on the shelf last shopping week. You want ambassadors from the United States in all of these embassies throughout the world? Put Marines in wheelchairs. Put veterans in wheelchairs as ambassadors. That's what you do. Give the people the job that can use the job and will serve the country. I don't need to see another lawyer in Washington. I don't need to see another billionaire. Two years later, in 2012, vote the next third of the incumbents in the Senate out. We can do the same thing in 2014, and by that time we will have put all new people in that body as well. And you know what? It's going to take them a long time to learn where the money goes. All the bribes that come in, they won't know who to hand them off to. We the people have got to take this country back, and we have to do it peacefully. This is an ideal way to do it. I'm going to tell you, you won't even have to get to 2012. You won't have to get to 2014. When the word gets out that 435 representatives all got whacked in 2010 and 33 senators all lost their jobs in 2010, the boys will be so good. Instead of waiting the week before the election to get the commercial that says how good they did for us, like here where they got Mayor Bloomingdale, he's got no competition, all right? And he's dressed as Robin. He's running around saving New York City. We the people have to take this country back. You can be the silent majority, the silenced majority, the look the other way, I don't want to get involved majority. All you got to do is walk into the booth, and you might as well do it before you have to fill out the cards next year saying how you voted at your workplace. You have to turn it into your boss. That the framers of our Constitution envisioned. We have to take our country back. And I'm also suggesting term limits for the new bunch. 8 years for representatives and 12 years for senators. No. No good. 4 years for representatives, 4 years for senators, no re-election, you have to step down, no pension, get your things and get out. And leave those stamps that you never used for mailing. The longer they stay in office, the more power they get, and they love it and will do anything to get reelected. Yeah, so change the term limits for anybody to 4 years. And no pension, get your things and get out. And your hospitalization has to be the worst hospitalization. You have to have what the lowest guy on the totem pole has. You got to be one of the people. This thing can permeate the country in no time. Let's make it happen. Don't just delete this and pass it on. So I'm passing it on verbally. And I do believe that's the only way you're going to save this country. And you've got 1 year to get ready to do it. 1 year to get ready to do it. New broom, sweeps clean. I don't like the deck of the cards I've been dealt. Give me a fresh deck.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing in a song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks here. C-I-X, I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Among the folks here, C-I-X, I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a book at .com and Soap, the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. And I got this from a Republican whip, and it's the anticipated floor schedule for a Monday. And it says, on Monday, the house will meet at 12:30 noon for morning hour and 2 p.m. for legislative business. And up until that time, heavy drinking is allowed. Votes will be postponed until 6:30 p.m. because we want the people to know that we're working late and hard. So everybody has to show up with rolled up sleeves, no jackets, and kiss as many black babies as you can find. Only when the cameras are running. So here are nine bills that have been suspended. H.R. 2489, America View Geospatial Imagery Mapping Program Act. And that's sponsored by Representative Herseth Sandlin of the Natural Resources Committee. Boy, they got more committees than McCarthy had. He only had one, the Anti-American Committee, the Communist Witch Hunt. And he caught a lot of witches, so they labeled him a drunk. But if you knew there was that many communists in government, you'd be a drunk too. But anyway, I don't know why they just can't leave this to Google Earth. I mean, Google stock is worth over $500 a share, and they seem to be doing pretty good as big business. I wonder when their windfall profits will be taxed. But they donate big time to the party of death, so they're protected. They pay their protection money. H.R. 1471, this one cracks me up, to expand the boundary of the Jimmy Carter National Historic Site in the state of Georgia, and that's sponsored by his goon, Representative Bishop, who is not clergy related. Yeah. And he's on the Natural Resources Committee. So they're going to expand the boundary of the Jimmy Carter National Historic Site to North Carolina and South Carolina. You know what? They should relocate Jimmy Carter's National Historical Site, okay, to Qom Iran, where that nuke is that Jimmy allowed to be built on his watch. He gave it as a gift to the Iranian terrorists. Or you can move his site to the Okefenokee Swamp, and the only way you can get to visit it is to swim. And here's H.R. 2806 to authorize the Secretary of the Interior to adjust the boundary of the Stephen Mather Wilderness and North Cascades National Park, which was stolen from the American Indians by the Democrats, and that's sponsored by Representative Hastings in Washington. And he's on the Natural Resources Committee. I don't think he's a natural resource. H.R. 1641, Cascadia Marine Trail Study Act, and that's sponsored by the governor of South Carolina, who's up on the trail, but he's really in Argentina. The trail comes out in Argentina. And here's one, H.R.E.S. 854, recognizing Weber State University for its 120th anniversary, and that's sponsored by Representative Bishop in Utah. He's on the Education and Labor Kickback Committee. Yeah. Well, Weber State, I don't think they graduate too many communists out there. The ones you got to watch are Harvard, Yale, and Columbia, and Fordham University and Notre Dame. Yeah. Catholic communists, they're the worst. House Resolution 368, congratulating the University of Iowa, sponsored by Representative Lobsack on the Education and Labor Committee. Well, these guys all got nice cushy jobs, don't they? You know what? They should all be putting fenders on cars in Michigan. See how they like it. Or pushing somebody, helping a guy push his toolbox to the back of the pickup truck as they close the plant. H.R. 562, congratulating Syracuse University, and that's sponsored by Representative Maffei, Education and Labor Committee. This is what they do. I could do this. You don't have to pay you all these guys. You know what? Give me 20% of what these guys make, and I'll do the congratulating. Yeah, I'll give shout-outs. I'll do that. I'll do that job. House Resolution 824. These are all they were suspended, these bills, because they're overworked. Congratulations to Northwest, the Communist University, and that's sponsored by Representative Schakowsky. Schakowsky, I think, is a flag burner. I think if I check my list of flag burners, he's one. And Northwestern, I think, graduates a lot of flag burners. Let me just check the record here while we continue on. Let me see, Schakowsky. Yeah, there he is. He's one of 125 congressmen who voted to burn the flag. They don't call that voting to burn the flag. They call it really voting to let it burn, and they call that freedom of speech. That's the same flag that's covering 46 Americans who are coming home from Afghanistan tonight while Waffle Boy decides whether or not to send reinforcements. So we got House Resolution 817, supporting the goals and ideals. Oh, this one's the best one. Supporting the goals and ideals of National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And that's sponsored by Mean Al Green, the wife beater. 911, they don't even go to his house anymore. Yeah, they call that the Friday night fights. And let's see what Tuesday's forecast is for these freeloaders. If you want to go after a big business, you go after the number one big business and cut the corporate salaries of all of these senators and representatives, these Viet Congress mice. House Resolution, this is for Tuesday. They're suspending 10 bills because they're overworked. They got to read the 2,500 pages of the National Health Act, which they're going to condense it to one page, and it's going to say, you're going to die. H Resolution 790, supporting the goals and ideals of the National Day of Remembrance for American Nuclear Weapons Program Workers and Uranium Miners, Millers, and Haulers. This I will go for. This I will go for. Any American that's making nukes to defend the United States has my total cooperation and prayers. Resolution of 568, as long as the Democrats don't give the secrets to the Russians. And they knew Saddam didn't have nukes because they hid them for him. House Resolution 568, recognizing the 150th anniversary of John Brown's raid in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, and that's sponsored by Representative Capito, and I'm sure he's ticking off a lot of West Virginians tonight. Yeah. House Resolution 783, recognizing Hispanic Heritage Month, and that's sponsored by Representative Mary Diaz-Balart. Never trust a woman with two last names. Yeah. He's on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Well, if you really want to reform the government, what you should do is go to the next meeting with a flamethrower. H.R. 3632, a federal judiciary administration, and we're going to recognize National Latino Month, but we don't have to pay somebody to do it in Congress. We could take care of the Latinos instead. You know who you take care of? The 14 guys named Gonzalez who died in Iraq and Afghanistan. How's that? How about you send a little gift to their family and thank them for the sacrifice that those mothers and fathers donated the lives of their children for the protection of the United States? How about recognizing 14 Gonzalez's? And if you want to see their names and faces, go to CNN. They got a list of the casualties from the Iran and Iraq war. And there's 4,500 there, at least. And if Obama doesn't send a relief column to Afghanistan while Bill Ayers tells him what to do, you can rest assured there's going to be more body bags coming back. 135 Iraqis got whacked today in front of the Green Zone. Okay? This guy is going to be losing two wars at once.
And you know what? He'll still be blaming Bush. Bush will be in a wheelchair when they get finished blaming Bush. Federal Judiciary Administrative Improvements Act. Well, I know how we can improve the Federal Judiciary Administrative Improvements Act. Let's get rid of all the judges this year at election time and appoint new lawyers. Because that's all the judges is a lawyer. A lawyer who snowed the other lawyers. Yeah. Raising the Awareness Act for the need for crime prevention communities across the country. That's by Representative Reichert. How about you stop buying weed in the ghetto, Representative Reichert? Huh? How about you stop sponsoring drug terrorism? Yeah, by being the Medellin cartel's biggest customer. Yeah, I bet he votes to legalize weed, this guy. How much you want to bet? House Resolution 838, welcoming the United States to Washington. And, His All Holiness Bartholomew, Archbishop of Constantinople, New Rome, Ecumenical Patriarch, sponsored by the Representative Bildrakis. Okay. We got to pay our respects to the Archbishop of Constantinople. And you know what? How do you like that? The Muslims changed it to Istanbul, but this Archbishop, he's not having any of it. Yeah. You know that all those Turks used to be Christians? Did you know that? Did you know all the Egyptians used to be Christians? Did you know that? The next time you're in a Catholic church and you read the Nicene Creed, think about this. The city of Nicaea is in Turkey. And when the Muslims converted all the Turks to Islam, they gave the people of Nicaea a chance to convert to Islam or have their heads cut off. And guess what? They chose to have their heads cut off. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. You think about that next time you read that. And don't think it can't happen to you. Don't think it can't happen to you, because never can happen, happens all the time. H Resolution 784, honoring the 2560th anniversary of the birth of Confucian. It's Confucius. And it's sponsored. Here's Al Green again. Here's a guy. He's all embracing, isn't he? Yeah, I'd like to sit at a bar with him one night and we talk race. Yeah, I'd like to hear what he really has to say after 6 Mel Gibson Jello shots. Yeah, and here's Resolution 45, a concurrent resolution encouraging the government of Iran to bomb Israel, and that's. To allow Joshua Fatal, Shane Bauer, and Sarah Sherald to reunite with their families in the United States as soon as possible. And that's sponsored by Senator Spector. Yeah, Arlen Spector. Here's a guy. He can bring people together, can he, as he changes parties? What's the next party he's going to join? Hezbollah? Yeah. And Olympia Snow, she's Arlen Spector in drag. Yeah, she'll be joining Hezbollah next. And you know what? She's working on a health plan, and she votes for abortion. How's that? She votes to kill the kids, and she's working on your health plan. And you know what? You're looking a little peaked today. I wonder if they'll have 30-second judgments. Expressing support for designation of October the 13th as National Metastatic Breast Cancer Awareness Day, and that's sponsored by Representative DeLauro, and he's on the Energy and Commerce Committee. Yeah, okay, and they're going to pay lip service to breast cancer. In the meantime, they got grants going out to people that have self-inflicted wounds, like AIDS and drugs. Yeah, rehab monuments. There's more rehab units and baby chop shops in the United States than there are mosques and churches. Yeah. Supporting the goals and ideals of National Adoption Day. Yeah. Wouldn't you like to invite adopt a senator? How about we adopt a senator this week? Which one do you want? How about a governor? You want to adopt the governor of New Jersey? You just got to put up a bond. $51 million that's what he's interested in. Or you could adopt the highway, which he put him up for sale in New Jersey. You can adopt the highway. The Spanish government owns the toll booths. Yeah, pretty soon they're not going to take quarters. They're going to want posadas. This is enough to make a man drink. Bartender, champagne.
All right, guys, I think we're ready to lay this first track down. By the way, my name is Bruce Dickinson. Yes, the Bruce Dickinson. And I got to tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
Getting rid of all of them, right? there was something else came to mind, but it went in and came back out again. I'm just waiting for an upload to finish, and it just finished, so I can now give you a second portion of what we were doing. I apologize for this. I should have been better prepared. But you know how it goes. The best laid plans of mice and men. That segment was known as housework. And now we're going to do a segment called Afghan Fallen. This is a little heavy. But let me see what I can do here. Let me see what I can do to make your load a little bit lighter. This burden of responsibility that we all have as Americans. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the other president of the United States.
Thank you.
could we do an opening number a little less forceful? After all, this is not a dictatorship. This is not the Obama administration, the Obama junta that seized power and deposed the House and the Senate and replaced them with czars. Give me some of the people's music. Can we get a God and Country song?
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love. I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify.
As you know, we are in a bit of a financial crisis. Our allies don't want to take our cash anymore. The dollar is in jeopardy. The price of oil is now $80 a barrel when it used to be $10. And I must give credit where credit is due. The Clinton administration had oil in 1998 down to $10 a barrel. And they didn't fill up. The strategic oil reserves were at two-thirds capacity, I believe. They didn't even top off at $10 a barrel. And now we're paying $80. And soon our allies will tell us that they don't want to get paid in dollars anymore. And we'll have to give them our food stamps. Yeah, we're in trouble, my friends. We're in big trouble. But that's why I'm president. I'm here to save the day. Hang in there. So I'm announcing tonight some sweeping changes. And I have just bought a broom made in the USA. And a new broom sweeps clean. It is time for America to face the music and dance. And the reason that we're going to dance is because we've been hurt so bad we can't sit down. And if we're not careful, soon we will be without the moon.
and then you'll be humming a different tune. And then...
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Ready to face the music? Well, let me give you an idea of what kind of changes are going to take place under my administration. First off, Nancy Pelosi's executive American military plane is being sold off on eBay by Sarah Palin, and Nancy will be allowed to only a scooter to Washington from California. So, there are a couple of laws that are going to be changed, and I thought you should be the first to know, being you are the American people, and we're going to put an end to this closed-door politicking. No more marijuana-smoke-filled rooms. Our first objective, and I've ordered the CIA to make it come true, is $10 a barrel oil worldwide without the jihad tax. Two, we are committed to 1 million fewer abortions in the USA. It's time to save the kids. Three, better treatment for poor American Indian tribes who serve as warriors and never complain. So we're going to swap some of that crappy land that they were stuck with for oil and gold country. Who can take better care of it than the American Indian? An increase for, this is number four, an increase for police and military in salary. A $1 million, I'm changing that to $2 million combat zone death benefit. And I'll tell you the reasoning behind it. Plus the $1 million loss of limb / vital organ. When these bean counters who have abandoned the troops in Afghanistan under the Obama junta and will not resupply those troops or send relief columns to their rescue, and the body count is going to be used to convince the American people that we have to pull out. And speaking of pulling out, I was watching tales of the C-130 planes that were turned into gunships in Vietnam and had a tremendous success in interdicting
the supplies coming down the Ho Chi Minh Trail from Russia and China. Russia and China have been killing Americans since World War II. And it was so successful that Lyndon Baines Johnson, the guns and butter boy, the president of the Democrat Party, who cut and ran, and promising he would never run again, he called off the strikes on the Ho Chi Minh Trail for 6 months while he negotiated surrender. And while he called off those trail trips for 6 months, the North Vietnamese sent SAM missiles down into South Vietnam. They accelerated the ammo drive down to South Vietnam, reinforcing all of their troops, while politicians in Washington fought a war that they would never shed blood in. And that's one of the reasons that we suffered a defeat in Vietnam. We were not defeated on the battlefield. We were defeated at home by the flag burners and baby killers, formerly known as Democrats. The last Democrat was Harry Truman, and he knew how to win a war. And the word that Harry Truman, the buzzword that Harry Truman inaugurated was unconditional surrender. So I just wanted you to think about that while we abandoned the troops in Afghanistan. And I believe there are czars in the Obama administration that are rooting for a 10,000 American man body count to force the pullout of Afghanistan. And they will have another Vietnam victory, and it'll be time to spit on the troops at the airport again, while 48 senators vote to burn the flag, and 29 out of 34 vote to bayonet full-term babies exiting the Freedom Canal. So I want a combat zone death benefit of $2 million for every GI and $1 million for every loss of vital organ. And I'll tell you why. Before you send troops into Fallujah to die uselessly and then on the brink of victory, call it off, only to have to send them there and start all over again 30 days later, I want those bean counters in Washington to calculate the loss of one precious American using my $2 million figure. And I guarantee you, when those bean counters look at the $2 million and a man down versus a JDAM that cost $650,000, they're going to save $1,350,000 per alive GI. And that's the way to end wars. So, what else we got? An immigration slowdown, and we got to regain control of the flow. But I want to tell you the flow that I worry about. That's the flow of narcotics into the United States. One out of five Americans is a junkie, and he brings down his family or her family. They destroy the economic vitality of the United States. The balance of trade deficit for narcotics is greater than the balance of trade deficit in oil. And we've become a nation of stupefied junkies. And we got to put an end to it. I want mom to be able to leave a pocketbook on the kitchen table. So the immigration slowdown, close the border. That's it. 4th Armored Division, you in Fort Hood this week? No, you're under Rio Grande. And let people fill out the applications to come in legally, and we'll do a review. Complete elimination of drugs in the USA, and you can watch the crime rate in the ghetto, both the gated ghetto and the ungated ghetto. You can watch that crime rate plummet. The only crimes that will be committed will be boo scares at Halloween. Use Indian tribes to patrol the borders and do not pay for scalps anymore, just beards. A full tax deduction for religious education.
God has been driven out of the public school system, which is now the communist public school system, and the children are being brainwashed. And they have, and we're going to be like the Soviet Union when it collapsed, and all of those people came to the United States without any knowledge of God whatsoever, because he had been purged in the Soviet Union. So they came, and their souls were mowed under. They had no soul, because their soul had been purged in the great communist purge, which is now taking place in the United States. So a full tax deduction for religious education. Religious people pay twice for education. They pay in taxes, and then they got to pay to put their kids in parochial school. That's not equal justice under the law. A one-year draft for all at age 19. You have to serve your country. If you don't serve your country, you're not an American. A small down payment guaranteed loan of $100,000 for home buying or small business venture of education. We have to do more for small business. In this country, the vote for me, a buzzword is, small business is the backbone of America. Yet the Democrats do nothing for small business. They do everything for criminal unions. And they try to break the back of mom and pops. You're going to see a day come when they're going to purge mom and pops. There's a lot that small business can do, and we have to bring small business together for the good of the nation. And we have to support a small American business. Anyone, this number 10, anyone who served in the War on Terror can walk into any American university and demand their free upfront seat, and their tuition will be taken out of the professor's paycheck. Take care of our own first, full-time. America first, that's what Sarah Palin's sign said. Stop buying friends because we have no friends. Please do not tell me about allies. We have no allies. Britain is now the Islamic State of the United Kingdom. And all foreign language stations must have English subtitles. We need everybody to speak one common language. I heard a guy say it took his parents 20 years to learn English. Let me tell you, if it was mandatory that they learn English to get here, they would have learned it in 90 days. They would have spoken it better than you and me. And we have to speak the one common language, the one that's on the Declaration of Independence that was signed and dated this 4th day of July in the year of our Lord, 1776. Whose year? The Lord's year. And 14, we do need to learn second languages. But the first language is English. When I see the Rosetta Stone advertisements, I want to see one for English. Free binoculars for everybody on the East Coast and a profiling chart. And everybody has to learn the old Irish song, When Irish Eyes Are Profiling. 16, all media has to display the flag and play the Star Spangled Banner once a day. And 17, the Pledge of Allegiance has to be said in all workplaces, events, schools, and rock concerts. And Mickey Jughead can only sing in prune commercials. 18, the Pledge of Allegiance has to begin with, In the Name of the Father. And 19, the Great White Father in Washington could have a nice tan. 20, if you offend anybody under First Amendment pretenses, you must wear size 29 clown shoes forever, including bed. 21, all politicians have to take a lie detector test immediately before and after campaign speeches. And 22, bring back the two-party system. 23, one term only for all politicians, really serve your country. And 24, one American, one vote, even though I believe the military vote should count as 10. $1 champagne contribution maximum. That means whether you're GE or Joe the plumber, the most you can contribute to a crooked politician is $1. And let the media companies who are voting for a communist take over. Let them contribute airtime that belongs to the people. They didn't create the airtime. The people own the airtime. So every candidate can get free airtime. The party's over. Pick a subject, any subject. Have a chuckle. Shed a tear. Say a prayer. And basic themes you will find throughout our party policy is save the kids, drugs suck, less abortions, and please vote out of every office. That's both Democrat and Republican. If you, right now, if you want your country back, you have to break the hold that the party of death has on the government. They control the House, the Senate, and the judiciary, with the exception of the Alamo judges. The Alamo Supreme Court, which is they're going to change over the next 3 years. They're going to tilt that windmill in their favor also. So the way to do that is to fire them all. I fire Democrat, fire Republican, and send a message. All you're getting is one term. Don't bother picking up a pension check. Get your butt and get out. Thank you very much. You're a real American. So having said that, let me give you a little music. And you can ponder what I just said. Oh, by the way, the only lobby you will find in Washington now that I'm the other president is in a hotel. All special interest groups will be driven out like Jesus drove out the money changers at the temple. And they can be whipped out of office. So hang in there.
And now, my fellow Americans, based on your request to sing a song of tribute to the other president of the United States, I'm going to allow you to pay tribute to me. Now we're going to turn our focus to medicine. We think that we have crushed the swine flu. We voted all the Democrats out of office. I am taking my personal physician, and we're going to have a conversation today, and I'm going to ask him a few questions. His name is Dr. Chin. He's Chinese-American, and he's an excellent doctor. and I'm going to ask him for some recommendations. Dr. Chin, how you do? I heard that cardiovascular exercise can prolong life. Is this true? A heart only good for so many beats, and that it. Don't waste on exercise. Everything wear out eventually. Speed up heart and not make life longer. That like say you can extend life of car by driving faster. Want live longer? Take nap. Thank you, Doc. Should I cut down on meat and eat more fruit and vegetables? You must grasp logistical efficiency. What does cow eat? Hay and corn. What are they? Vegetables. So steak nothing more than efficient mechanism of delivering vegetables to system. Need grain? Eat chicken. Beef also good. Source of field grass, green leafy vegetable, and pork chop can give 100% recommended daily allowances of vegetable products. That's good. That's good to know, Doc. Should I reduce my alcohol intake? No, not at all. Wine make from fruit. Brandy is distilled wine. That means they take water out of fruity bit. Get even more of goodness that way. Beer also made out of grain. Bottoms up. Doc, how can I calculate my body fat ratio? If you have body, you have fat. Ratio is 1:1. If you have two bodies, ratio is 2:1. Doc, what are some of the advantages of participating in a regular exercise program? Cannot think of a single one. Sorry, my philosophy, no pain, good. Are fried foods bad for you? You're not listening. Foods fried in vegetable oil. Now getting more vegetables too bad for you? Will sit-ups help prevent me from getting a little soft around the middle? Definitely not. When you exercise muscle, it get bigger. You should only do sit-ups if you want bigger stomach. Is chocolate bad for me? You crazy? Hello. Cocoa beans, vegetable. Cocoa beans, best feel, good food around. How about swimming? Is that good for my figure? If swimming good for your figure, explain whales to me. In getting in shape, is it important for my lifestyle? Hey, round this shape. Well, I hope this has cleared up any misconceptions you may have had about food and diets. And for those of you who watch what you eat, here's the final word on nutrition and health. It's a relief to know the truth after all these conflicting nutritional studies. 1. The Japanese eat very little fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. 2. Mexicans eat a lot of fat and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. 3. The Chinese drink very little red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. 4. The Italians drink a lot of red wine and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. 5. The Germans drink a lot of beers and eat lots of sausages and fats and suffer fewer heart attacks than Americans. Conclusion. Eat and drink what you like, as speaking English is apparently what kills you. One American who died in Afghanistan.
Hang in there, boys and girls.
This month, do you know the name of one American who died in Iraq this month? Yet those flag-draped coffins are sneaking into Dover Air Force Base very quietly. But when Bush was president, they showed names and faces. But under the Obama junta, who is deliberating on whether to send relief columns to support the troops, there's no mention of it. They're playing for time while wasting the lives of Americans. And we're letting them do it. We're letting them get away with murder. I just looked up the number of Americans who died in Afghanistan in September and October. And you know who had the list that I found easiest? CNN. CNN had their names, their ages, their units, their hometown,
and how they died. And I don't think you'll ever see it on CNN being scrolled on the screen. Yet they have all the information. Not only do they have Americans who died, but they have also foreign contingents who died. And I was surprised that some of them were French, foreign legionnaires. I'll just give you a quick rundown on who gave up their lives for their country. Specialist Anthony G. Green. He's 28 years old, and he's from the Texas Army National Guard. His home is Matthews, North Carolina. He was one of two soldiers killed when enemy forces attacked their vehicle with a roadside bomb. Roadside bombs are the biggest killer of Americans, I believe. And that was in Wardak Province, Afghanistan, October the 16th, just a week ago. Christopher Rudzinski is a sergeant. He's 28, and he is with the 16th Military Police Brigade. He's from Rand Fowl, Illinois, and he was killed when they attacked his vehicle with a roadside bomb on the same day. He must have died along with Anthony Green. Staff Sergeant Chris Statz, Texas Army National Guard. He's from Fredericksburg, Texas. Again, one of two soldiers killed in a roadside bomb attack. Specialist Jesus Flores Jr., or Jesus Flores Jr., he's an engineer, 4th Engineer Battalion, La Mirada, California. Kandahar Province, enemy forces attacked their vehicle with a roadside bomb. Specialist Daniel C. Lawson, he's black. And I'm saying he's black because I want you to know that there are black guys that are dying here while Obama languishes. The man of the people. 569th Mobility Augmentation Company, 4th Engineer Battalion, Deerfield Beach, Florida. One of four soldiers killed when their vehicle was attacked by a roadside bomb. Corporal Major Rosario Ponziano, 4th Regiment, the 4th Alpine Parachute Regiment out of Palermo, Italy. So he's an Italian with the Italian forces. He was killed when his vehicle overturned while traveling between Shindat and Herat in western Afghanistan. Staff Sergeant Glenn Stuyvesant Jr., 4th Engineer Battalion, Glasgow, Pennsylvania. He's one of four soldiers killed roadside bomb. Brandon Steyer, 4th Engineer Battalion, 19 years old. One of four soldiers killed. Specialist George Corley, 24. Minnesota Army National Guard. He's from Walker, Minnesota. He died in Bagram, Afghanistan, of wounds in the suffering when insurgents attacked his vehicle with a roadside bomb. Minnesota Army National Guard. He's from Walker, Minnesota. He died in Bagram, Afghanistan, of wounds suffered when insurgents attacked his vehicle with a roadside bomb. Lance Corporal Alfonso Ochoa Jr., he's 20 years old, he's from Armona, California, he's with the Marine Corps. He died while supporting combat operations in Farah Province on the 10th of October. Staff Sergeant Aaron Taylor, Marine Wing Support Squadron, Bovee, Minnesota, died supporting combat operations. Lance Corporal James Hill, 23. 1st Battalion Grenadier Guards, he's from Surrey, England. He was killed roadside bomb. Johan Hiven Gerard, 29 years old, the 3rd Regiment of Infantry, France. He died at the military hospital in Paris, roadside bomb wounds. Corporal Cristo Cabela Santana, he is from Spain. He is with the Ligera Regimiento de Infantería. He killed when a roadside bomb struck his vehicle. Kenneth Westbrook, Shiprock, New Mexico, 1st Brigade, 1st Infantry. Died at Walter Reed Hospital
attacked his unit using small arms and indirect fire in the Gengigal Valley, Afghanistan, September the 8th. Guardsman Jamie James, 20 years old, Grenadier Guards, Brighton, England. Roadside bomb. Kevin O'Hill, he's black, 23 years old, 576th Mobility Augmentation Company. He's from Brooklyn, New York. He died of wounds suffered when enemy forces attacked his unit using small arms. Corporal Patrick Asawa, he's from a French parachute, 263 Parachute Battalion. He is from Fulda, Hessen, Germany, so he's probably German. And he died in a hospital in Germany of wounds suffered when a suicide bomber on a motorcycle struck his convoy. Sergeant Gallegos, American flag behind this picture, 27 years old, Tucson, Arizona, 4th Infantry, one of 8 soldiers killed when enemy forces attacked their outpost with small arms, rocket-propelled grenades, and indirect fire in Kamdesh, Afghanistan, October the 3rd. Next guy was Christopher Griffin of Kincheloe, Michigan. He died in the same firefight. Another one, 24, Sergeant Joshua Hart, Applegate, California, died in that same firefight. Joshua Kirk, 30 years old, same firefight. Specialist Stephen Mace, 21 years old, from Lovettsville, Virginia. Staff Sergeant Vernon Martin, from Savannah, Georgia, also black. Okay? I'm mentioning the blacks because I want you to know that this president is killing his own people. Staff Sergeant Thomas D. Arabjan, he's an explosive ordnance detachment. He's from Litchfield Park, Arizona. He died of wounds suffered when a roadside bomb detonated during his attempt to disarm it. Ooh, that's a tough one. He was 39 years old. Sergeant Michael Scusa, 22 years old, Villas, New Jersey, 8 soldiers killed. PFC Kevin Thompson, 22 years old, Reno, Nevada, killed in the same firefight. Sergeant Ryan Adams, 26 years old, Rhinelander, Wisconsin. He died of wounds when enemy forces attacked his vehicle using rocket-propelled grenades. Alan Newton, Jr., PFC, from the 352nd Civil Affairs Command, Asheboro, North Carolina, killed by a suicide bomber in Merche, Afghanistan. PFC Brandon Owens, 21 years old, he's also black, 16th Military Police Brigade, Memphis, Tennessee, one of 2 soldiers killed when enemy forces attacked their unit using small arms fire. Captain Benjamin Escavla, Civil Affairs Command, Medford, Massachusetts, killed by a suicide bomber. Aaron Smith, killed by small arms fire. He's from the 10th Mountain Division. The 10th Mountain Division is from Camp Drum, Fort Drum, upstate New York. Never once did this mayor, who has bought the emirship for New York, they ever once open up New York City as a host to the 10th Mountain Division, who has been fighting for New York City since 9/11. Never once did he offer a free cup of coffee. Never once did Donald Trump offer room and board. And these are all phony bastards. And the sooner we get rid of them all, the better off we're going to be. I'd rather have a shave-tail mayor who doesn't know what he's doing than have somebody who knows what he's doing and can hurt you. Sergeant Russell S. Hercules, Jr., 22 years old, from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, died of wounds suffered when insurgents attacked his unit using small arms fire. Wardak Province, they must have had some battle in Wardak. Roberto Sanchez, 24, one of the Z people. The Latinos have been sacrificing for this country since time immemorial, and we should never forget, there were Latinos at the Alamo. There were Texicans at the Alamo.
and their names end in Z. I call them the Z people. He died of wounds when enemy forces attacked his unit with a roadside bomb. Senior aircraftman Marcin Wojtek, and he's from the Royal Air Force, Leicester, England, killed when his vehicle struck a roadside bomb. Okay, I could go on and on. Here's Staff Sergeant Alex Frentz IV. He's black. He's from the Georgia Army National Guard. He's from Milledgeville, Georgia. He died of wounds suffered when enemy forces attacked his unit using a roadside bomb in Khost, Afghanistan. These are only the deaths. Now, you got to remember, for everyone that dies, there's got to be four injured. Staff Sergeant Jack Martin, Special Forces, Bethany, Oklahoma, wrote, guess where he died? Jolo Island in the Philippines, died from a roadside bomb. Jolo Island in the Philippines, you never hear about the war that's going on in the Philippines. We are fighting terrorists all over the world. They won't tell you about it because they want you to think it's an action by a small group of bad Muslims. And let me tell you, that small group is very big. And you're going to find that out one day when you go to the mall and they tell you that you can't go in because you don't have Kevlar on the baby carriage. Staff Sergeant First Class Christopher D. Shaw, he's from Natchez, Mississippi. He's 37 years old. He also died in the Philippines. He's black. Corporal Ihor Chechulin, he is French Foreign Legion. He's from the Ukraine. He was killed when his armored vehicle fell into a ravine in the Sharubi district of Kabul province. First Sergeant Jan Hertek, 38, he's in the Parachute Dragoon Regiment from France, one of three French soldiers that died in an unexpected and extremely violent thunderstorm during an operation. And here's a 20-year-old, Kevin Lemoyne, he's also from France. So I have to pay a tribute to the French. I always knock them. But here they're dying side by side with Americans. These must be the old French. They must be from Lafayette's time. They have the genes of Lafayette. I could go on with these names. I have pages. I have at least 12 more pages of names and faces. All good-looking guys. All warriors. I'm looking at one page here. There's two blacks out of five people, out of six people. Okay? One's from Homestead, Florida. One's from Yonkers, New York. Names like Prosa, Crobat, Graham, Malone, Reynolds, Smith. Ages 21 through 30. White, Laquette, Meredith, Kowal, Winkleman, Lawson. Ages 21 through 29. From Ohio, Washington, Monteith, Scotland, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Denmark. Sergeant Davis Couturia, Antonio Fortunato, Jeremiah Monroe, Matteo Merudo, Gian Domenico Epistonami. They're from the Parachute Regiment from Italy. From Quebec, Canada. From Dalhart, Texas. Corporal Major Massimiliano Arandino from Pagani, Italy. Corporal Major Davide Racciotto from Glarus, Switzerland, one of six Italian soldiers killed when a suicide bomber took him out. Roberto Valente, Naples, Italy. Bradley Bowl from Glen Burnie, Maryland. He died of wounds on September the 16th, one day after his enemy forces attacked their vehicle with a roadside bomb. The ages are from 22 to 32. Sergeant Gordon, Robert Gordon II, he's from River Falls, Alabama. He died in Landstuhl, Germany, from a non-combat related illness after becoming ill in southern Afghanistan. Trooper Brett Hall from the Royal Tank Regiment, Dartmouth, England, roadside bomb. Sean McCloskey, Peachtree, Georgia, roadside bomb. Stuart McGrath, 2nd Battalion, the Rifles, Buckinghamshire, England, killed from an explosion. Joshua Mills, El Paso, Texas, roadside bomb. Demetrius Void, Orangeburg, South Carolina, died of injuries sustained when a military vehicle struck him while conducting physical training at Kandahar Airfield. How sad. Sergeant McConnell, 24, Lieutenant David Wright, 26, Jason Dunn Bridgman, 20 years old, Patrick Lormand, 21, Necky B. Allen, 29, Brian Berkey, 25, all the way from Florida, Ontario, Canada, Melrose, Florida, Rochester, New York, Liverpool, England, Carlisle, Pennsylvania, Moore, Oklahoma. Everybody's got skin in the game. Everybody in the world has skin in the game, whether they're combatants or non-combatants. Until you destroy this menace, you're not going to live peacefully. Daniel Cox, James Hornbarger, Sergeant Tyler Juden, Matthew Martinek, Lance Corporal Christopher Fowkes, ages 20 to 33. Most are killed by roadside bombs. Tyler Parton, Peter Marciniak, he's from Krakow, Poland. Parton is from Arkansas. John Harrison is from the United Kingdom. Gunnery Sergeant Edward W. Johnson, Jr., one of three Marines killed when supporting combat operations on September the 8th. Michael E. Johnson, Virginia Beach, a Marine. Staff Sergeant Kennefick, Marine, he's 30 years old, one of three Marines killed in Kunar Province. Petty Officer, 3rd Class, James R. Layton, Security Transition Command, Afghanistan. Arthur Pike, 27, he's from Poland. Mark Lijesen, from the Netherlands. Francois Drouin, from Quebec, Canada. Randy M. Haney, Orlando, Florida. And you can see how Canada lets all these terrorists train up there, and here they got Canadian boys dying in Afghanistan. Canada needs a wake-up call. Snyder, Texas, comes Michael Murphy, died of wounds, roadside bomb. Yannick Pepin, how's that? He's got the name Pepin. He's a Frenchman from Canada. One of two Canadian soldiers killed by a roadside bomb. Yuvert Loney from Micronesia. He is 2nd Battalion, 12th Infantry Regiment, 4th Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division. 28 years old. Killed when enemy forces attacked his vehicle using small arms and recoilless rifle fire. A Frenchman, Roussel. A Dutchman, Van der Ritt. Bastrop, Texas, Joshua Meadows, a captain in Farrer Province, supporting combat operations. Died of wounds when enemy forces attacked his vehicle with a roadside bomb. Everything is a roadside bomb. Johan Nguyen, St. Andre, France, killed when his patrol vehicle struck a roadside bomb. Sergeant Marcin Poreba from Poland, killed when his convoy attacked with homemade explosives. Lance Corporal Balthazar Jr., as soon as you see Lance Corporal, you know he's a Marine, died after supporting combat operations in Helmand Province. Petty Officer Benjamin Castiglione, Navy Corpsman assigned to the 2nd Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion, his 2nd is a Corpsman. So you know what that means. He was giving somebody help. Died while supporting combat operations. Private Gavin Elliott, Nottinghamshire, England. Killed when he was shot during a foot patrol. Lance Corporal Brandon, killed when his Samson repair and recovery vehicle struck a roadside bomb. He's from Kidderminster, England. So the Brits are in there. They got skin in the game. The French are in there. The Dutch are in there. And we're in the Philippines taking roadside bombs. You think about that. That's September and October to date. He's from...
I'm going to close this segment with a tribute to the French. I'm the first ones to knock them when they get an attitude. I'll be the first ones to thank them when they share their blood with us.
Pleurez d'un cœur, Noël.
let's see how much time we have left. I may give you a preview of tomorrow night's show. We got 23 minutes left, so we do have time. Let me give you a tune. Here's a tribute to Johnny Mathis.
That certain smile to haunt your heart again.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com.
Did you just come out of Burger King? What do you have behind your back? A cheeseburger.
Do you mind stepping on the scale? Son, do you know you're overweight by 15 pounds? Sergeant, arrest this man and read him his merengue warning.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Excuse me, miss, did you just come out of the supermarket?
Yes.
Is that a 5-pound bag of sugar behind your back?
Yes.
Do you know that you're supposed to buy that only in a drugstore and you have to sign for it? Do you know that you're under arrest for being overweight? Sergeant, read this woman her merengue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Excuse me, son. What are you eating lunch with there? What kind of utensils are those? It's a knife, a fork, and a spoon. Son, do you know that that's considered a weapon? Do you go to church on Sundays?
Yes, I do.
You're not a Cub Scout, are you?
Yes, I am.
Sergeant, this man is under arrest. Read him his merengue rights.
Para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Excuse me, sir, we just wrote in on the cable signal, and we see that you're getting Fox News. How long have you been receiving Fox News?
I've been watching Fox since it was founded 13 years ago. I love Fox.
Sir, do you know that it's on the government's subversive media list?
I don't care what it's on. You're not taking my Fox away.
Not only that, I'm enamored with Greta Van Susteren, a real American. I'm sorry, sir, but you're under arrest. Sergeant, read him his merengue warning.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
That's him over there. He fits the description. Overweight, smoking a cigar, partially bald. That's him. Very jolly. That's him. Excuse me, sir. Did you try and buy an American football team without authorization from the President of the United States?
Yes, I did.
Sir, you have the right to remain silent, and we will silence you. Sergeant, read him his merengue warning.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Following of Fox employees will get on the truck when their name is called. Hey, Geraldo, do you want to point them out? Geraldo's been working undercover for MSNBC now for 6 years. Okay, Greta Van Susteren, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly,
Sean Hannity. Hold on a second. Somebody's trying to get away. Sergeant, arrest that man. Read them their merengue warnings. Who tried to make a break for it? It was Juan Williams, sir. A SWAT team is bringing in Britt Yoon and Chris Wallace right now. And Patty Ann Brown. Okay, that's all of them. Read them their merengue rights and shuffle them off to Buffalo. Make that a Vermont.
Para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
This one's for the troops in Afghanistan.
I'm my Paula, my pretty little puppy. You're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to beat a rhapsody. I'm my Paula, the pretty little puppy. My scuppy is endearing charm from you. I'm a Paula, how I long to hear you say I love you. Amapola, será siempre mi alma tuya sola. Yo te quiero, amada niña mía, igual que ama la flor la luz del día. Amapola, lindísima amapola, no seas tan ingrata y amame. Amapola, amapola, ¿cómo puedes tú vivir tan sola?
Taxes are going through the roof. Everywhere you turn, they're slipping taxes in. They're using the utility companies to siphon off more tax money. It's ridiculous. What will they think of next? Hello? Yes, sir. We're from the Department of Motor Vehicles, where you get your health insurance from now. And also, we're here to install a new meter on your toilet. What meter on the toilet? Sir, we have a, you've got a 30-minute meter now on your commode. And if we're going to come and inspect once a week, and if we find that your time on your meter has expired, we'll put a boot on your toilet seat. I don't believe this. Don't feel bad. We're going next door. We're going to tow away your neighbor's toilet. He's got to go and pick it up in Queens. And he's got to pay storage charges. And that includes the kid that was sitting on it. Well, at least they can't hurt the troops in Afghanistan. And you want to bet? This is for the troops in Afghanistan.
Love.
I caught Mike Savage tonight. He was a shooting both barrels at the same time. He was hot tonight, man. He was breathing fire. He was the patriotic dragon tonight. And right after Jimmy from Brooklyn was on his show, I got a call from Jimmy. And he asked if I had heard him on Savage. I said, yeah, and Savage gave you a lot of time, which he doesn't do to too many guests. And Jimmy mentioned something to me. I'm just going to pass it on to you because it's kind of deep and dark. He says, right after the Berlin Wall fell, the Communist Party sent 10,000 Polish communists to the United States. Can you believe that there are 10,000 Polish communists in the United States? What better way to get into a country as seeking political asylum? That's sort of that's like having a diplomatic pouch full of cocaine. It's scary when you think about it. We don't know how many enemies we have here, do we? We're wide open. We are naive. And George Patton, if you listen to the last time I read his message to the troops, he says, everybody, Americans think that the whole world loves us, and that's not true, and that is a fact. So the big concern tonight is the communist infiltration of the United States government by the Obamanistas. And it's what's really scary is that the generation beneath me has no idea what a communist even is and what their international goals are. They don't have any lesson of history to draw from, and they're sure is not as hell going to learn it from a communist professor who's playing his game, working his game. I offered Jimmy a chance if he wanted to. He could call me anytime, and I would give him the entire show just to talk about what he wants to talk about. And maybe one of these days we will have him as a guest. And it's a shame because there are few men out there that really know the communist threat and how to fight it. So, having said that, let me find you a tune to cheer you up. There are two generations of Americans that have no idea what a communist threat is. They don't believe it. They think it's something imaginary. Tomorrow you could wake up and your dollar may be worthless. And countries will refuse to take it as currency. And then you're going to look around and see what kind of currency you're going to have to use. And I think there'll be two currencies in the United States one day, the international currency, and then there'll be the underground currency. It's we don't know which way this thing is going to go. And I said to Jimmy tonight, I said that if the economy comes back and everybody's 401k is restored back to what it was before, these people will be fat and happy, and they won't be two bits concerned about the threat to liberty. Not at all. And then that's when we'll all have to face the music and dance. And I do believe that there are czars in the American government right now who believe that it would be better to lose 10,000 Americans in Afghanistan and pull out and suffer another Tet Offensive to teach the United States a lesson that they should never fight back. And never forget, we're going to walk away from Afghanistan without getting bin Laden. It means that big posse that we send galloping all over the Middle East could not find a Bin Laden. But we could get Jesse James. And remember the Chinese communist proverb, he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. I also sent a word of encouragement to Mohammed Karzai and Abdullah Abdullah. And I said that I pray for their safety and the safety of the Afghani people. Because there were no Afghanis on those hijacked planes that came from Saudi Arabia. And that the Afghanis have paid a terrible price to be pawns in a world game. And I would like to see them a strong, resilient, independent, and on their feet. And I don't believe going after the poppy farmer is the way to win their hearts and minds. No matter who controls the crop. As a matter of fact, I'd rather see us buy that crop and put Al-Qaeda out of business rather than kill a poppy farmer who's just trying to earn a living. Of course, the communists in the Obama government would probably convince the poppy farmers to grow another crop and abandon poppies. They'll probably ask them to grow medical marijuana, tax-free medical marijuana. Tax-free to the Afghanis, but when Junior starts sucking weed, he'll be paying the VIG.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the